This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Stakeholders suggest legal policy and institutional reforms for sustainable development of capital market. Prime Minister Balendra Shah highlights the government's top priorities for development of entrepreneurship and job creation through capital market. Government decides to form a task force to review public holidays. And Andy Burnham officially becomes UK Prime Minister, says his arrival in power will be circuit breaker for Britain. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has said that the capital market plays an important role in the country's economic development. During a discussion with the stakeholders and regulatory bodies at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers today, Prime Minister Shah said that the development of entrepreneurship and job creation through the capital market is a top priority of the current government. He also urged business persons to work with high morale and said that the government has a clear policy of encouraging those who work and adopt a zero-tolerance policy against those indulging irregularities. On the occasion, representatives of the stakeholders' organizations suggested legal, policy, institutional, and systematic reforms for sustainable development of the capital market. The task force has decided to form a four-member task force under the coordination of the Joint Secretary at the Home Ministry to review the public holidays. A meeting of the secretaries held today under the chairmanship of the Chief Secretary Govinda Bahadur Karki took the decision to form the task force to review all the existing public holidays after the government has started giving two-day public holidays. The task force will comprise representatives from the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Federal Affairs, and General Administration, and the Ministry of Finance. The task force would submit the report to the Home Ministry within 15 days, reads the decision signed by Chief Secretary Karki. Similarly, the meeting also decided that the concerned ministries would immediately begin the process of preparing the draft of the bills identified to be formulated in the current fiscal year. Rainfall is expected to gradually decrease from Wednesday, according to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. The country is currently under the influence of the monsoon winds and rainfall is taking place as low pressure line from monsoon is located towards the north than the average place. According to senior meteorologist at the department, Meen Kumar Aral, though the rainfall would take place at different places of the country today and tomorrow, it would gradually decrease from Wednesday. Rainfall coupled with thunder and lightning took place at some places in the mountainous regions and many places in the hilly regions of the country. The department has also requested all to adopt necessary precautions as there is a risk of landslide, floods and inundation in some areas. Meanwhile, 62 disaster-related incidents were reported across the country in the last 24 hours. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, Authority spokesperson Shanti Mahatsen, two people died and 15 were injured in those incidents. During this period, natural disasters such as floods, landslides, drowning, and snake bites occurred in different parts of the country. The authority recorded 26 landslide incidents in 18 districts, 13 snake bite cases, 8 fires, 7 instances of continuous rain, 5 animal attacks and 3 flood incidents in the last 25 hours. Groups of women who were reportedly missing after entering the Suglapata National Park in Kanchanpur to collect mushroom have been found safe. Following the reports that 14 women from Bagpata of Bhimdutta Municipality 19 had gone missing inside the park area since Sunday evening. The Nepali Army Suklapata unit had launched a search operation. They had come into contact with their families and are said to be safe. Earlier, a group of three women from Beldadi Rural Municipality 2, who had reportedly gone missing inside the park since Sunday evening, were rescued by a security team. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Internet masak gardos.
Data voice SMS.
Sabay espatang day paunos.
Nepal Telecom ko sahulet dar ka package aur kharid karna *1415# dial karna hos.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Andy Burnham's officially became UK Prime Minister on Monday, the country's seventh leader in 10 years, having already been elected as the leader of the country's Labour Party last week, according to the BBC. Burnham, who until recently was serving as the Mayor of the Greater Manchester, succeeded outgoing Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Speaking outside the Prime Minister's official residence at 10 Downing Street on Monday morning, Starmer pledged to set out measures from tomorrow to help give people some breathing space with the cost of living. This moment will be the circuit breaker for Britain, he says, adding that the cost of living measures will be outlined from tomorrow. Police in India's capital Delhi are clearing a site where the Cockroach Janata Party had been sitting on a protest since June. According to the BBC, thousands of people turned up in central Delhi for a protest called by the Cockroach Janata Party demanding reforms to the education system. They had been protesting for weeks, asking India's education minister to take responsibility for recent exam paper leaks and resign. On Monday, a senior government minister held a short meeting with the protest leaders, the CJP announced. Tensions escalated on Saturday after police forcibly hospitalized activist and educator Sonam Wangchuk, who was on the 21st day of hunger strike in support of the CJP. Despite its name, the Cockroach Janata Party is not a political party. It began as a satirical campaign but has since gained a massive following. President Donald Trump says the latest strikes by the U.S. hit Iran very hard, adding that the attacks were in honor of three U.S. soldiers killed in recent days, two in Jordan, one in Iraq. The BBC cited U.S. Central Command CENTCOM's statement in early hours of Monday local time as saying that it had launched a new wave of strikes for the ninth consecutive night as explosions were heard across Iran. The U.S. said it had targeted military sites and communications networks to further diminish Tehran's attacks on vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. However, Iran said it had responded with a surprise attack in Syria and targeted U.S. aircraft at Jordan's Aqaba Airport. Elsewhere in the region, Kuwait's armed forces said they had intercepted Iranian drones. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather throughout the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snow accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region. Light to moderate rain fall with thunder and lightning is likely at many places in Madhya province and in hilly and dry regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at a few places in the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudhar Pashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Stakeholders suggest legal policy and institutional reforms for sustainable development of capital market. Prime Minister Valendra Saha highlights the government's top priority for development of entrepreneurship and job creation through capital market. Government decides to form a task force to review public holidays. And Andy Burnham officially becomes UK Prime Minister, says his arrival in power will be circuit breaker for Britain. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.